Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, and who are you?
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey.
What company?
We are just conducting an opinion survey. We are from Metro Research, based in Miami, California.
Okay.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Am I what?
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
What is your age?
76.
Thank you. One second. Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
What are the two types?
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I didn't understand what the issue is.
Sorry. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What direction is it headed?
In your opinion, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or
very
dissatisfied? Thank you. Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting democracy and or voting rights. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important at all. 10, most important. From 0 to 10.
Are you asking it to protect democracy?
Yes. How important is that for you? From 0 to 10.
Whatever is the highest level of importance, is that 10 or 1?
10 is most important. 0 is not important at all.
10.
Okay. See, next one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Fighting inflation and what?
And lowering the cost of goods.
It's important.
From 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
9.
What about cracking down on illegal drugs?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Thank you. funding for mental health services from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. What about lowering rent?
What about what?
Lowering rent from 0 to 10?
I have no opinion.
And we also have protecting abortion rights from 0 to 10?
10.
We also have raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations from 0 to 10?
10.
And we have improving K-12 education from 0 to 10.
Improving what?
K-12 education.
I still don't understand what you're saying. Don't, no answer.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. We have J.D. Vang.
0.
We also have Janelle Bynum.
100.
We have Republicans in Congress.
10.
We also have McDonald's.
Have whom?
McDonald's.
Mazzono?
Yes, McDonald's.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you. We also have Democrats in the Congress.
Ninety.
We also have Donald Trump.
0.
We also have Joe Biden.
70.
We have Lori Chavez de Remo.
10.
We have Kamala Harris.
10. Is that the vice president?
Yes, we have Kamala Harris.
90.
Thank you. 1 second. We have Tina Kotek.
90.
Thank you. 1 second. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for the Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Who did you mention?
Sorry, I'm asking about Lori Chavez Derrimer.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress? I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapproved.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for the Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that her work once again pays off, that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people can change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are on the side, please say so.
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you so much. Now, what specifically stuck out the most to you about Janelle Bynum?
She works with the people. She has independent thought. And unlike her opponent, she doesn't vote yes on everything the party wants her to.
Thank you. Just 1 second to record your answer. Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be taking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. For Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. To support Janelle Bynum for a Congress, you may use any number between 0 and 10. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off of our streets. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
Highest rating.
Yes.
Is that 100?
We have from 0, not at all convincing, to 10, very convincing.
10.
Thank you. The next one says, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still in law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10?
Pardon me?
Sorry, from 0 to 10, 0 being not at all convincing, and 10 being very convincing, how would you rate it?
10.
Next one says, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partition games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had a good intention. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our community. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
10.
Next one says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers a scholarship to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a study, people's opinions change. Let me ask you one more time, if the election of the Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Thank you. I am going to read you some doubts of our concern.
Have any more time?
We're almost done. We have 83% complete, so we're almost done. I am going to be fast. Okay. Some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for the Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. Lori Chavez de Remer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Would you say that was a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all a big deal for you to not support Lori Chavez?
None at all.
Lori Chavez de Remer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and attorneys in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Would you say that's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Okay, I gotta go. Thank you.